Bushveld Minerals is in the business of energy storage technology using vanadium. It's looking to be part of the solution when it comes to energy conservation. Well, to tell us more about the technology, I'm joined on the line by Fortune Mujapilo. He's the CEO at Bushveld Minerals. Thanks very much, Fortune, for joining us. Just tell us about Bushveld Minerals and the current role in the vanadium industry that you guys have.
Well, thank you for having me here. Bushveld Minerals is a low-cost, vertically integrated primary vanadium producer. Our aspiration is to be one of, if not the largest vanadium producer in the world. What does it mean that we're a primary producer? About 60% or so of the world's vanadium is produced as a byproduct, or some might say co-product of steelmaking, where vanadium-bearing iron ore is used to make steel, producing a vanadium-rich slag, which then is processed to produce vanadium. In contrast, primary producers are focused on only vanadium, processing high-grade vanadium-bearing magnetite to produce only vanadium. Naturally, to be able to do this, one must have high vanadium grades, which we have in abundance here in South Africa. Being a vertically integrated business finds expression for us in two parts, upstream and downstream. Upstream comprises our mining and primary processing operations, and then downstream is comprises a platform we have established to drive for greater adoption of vanadium-based battery solutions in the fast-growing energy storage markets. Our upstream operations comprise mainly three large open-cast deposits, which combine for one of the largest primary vanadium resource base of all primary producers in the world at 550 million tons of ore. We also have two primary processing plants out of only four operational such plants in the world. And from these, we produced about 3,600 tons of vanadium in 2020, which represents about 3.5% of the global market, with intentions to grow this to about 8,400 metric tons of vanadium in the medium term. So then downstream, if I may just say, just our downstream energy storage platform, Bushveld Energy, is focused on establishing vanadium-based batteries as a viable long-duration energy storage solutions in the energy storage sector. And here we've got three main areas of activity. Electrolyte manufacturing, where we are building what will be the largest vanadium electrolyte plant, manufacturing plant outside of China when it is commissioned sometime next year. We also do development of large megawatt scale energy storage projects where we can deploy vanadium redox flow batteries. And finally, a component of that platform is investing directly into VRFB manufacturing capacity. So that's the business, vertically integrated across the entire value chain of vanadium.
So to ask, I suppose you've already answered the question already, but how did Bushveld Minerals make the decision to participate in energy storage?
Well, that decision goes way back to about 2015, where we observed that the primary application of vanadium in the world, and still is to a large degree today, it's used in steelmaking, where it's used as an alloy element for strengthening steel, accounts for more than 90% of vanadium consumption globally. And the question for us was, is there a way in which you can diversify the demand profile? That's where we started. And at the same time, however, what we also noticed at the time was that there was growing interest and traction with the energy transition and the move towards greener sources of electricity and the role that stationary energy storage was going to play. From that time already, we could see that it was going to be quite significant. Vanadium batteries have been in production for quite a long time in commercial production. They have a very unique proposition when we're talking large-scale, long-duration energy storage in that they've got a very long life. And on a levelized basis, their cost is very competitive and they're very safe, they're scalable, et cetera, et cetera. So the question for us was, if vanadium flow batteries could capture a meaningful share of this growing market, what would it mean for the demand for vanadium? And the answer to which is it's a game changer for demand profile of vanadium. And so the question for us then was, what is it that we can do as a producer of vanadium to ensure that vanadium flow batteries can be successful in this space? Two key areas in respect of that. One was security of supply of vanadium, because these batteries consume quite a significant amount of vanadium. By some measure, just an 18% penetration of vanadium flow batteries in the energy storage market, stationary energy storage market by 2027, will require the world to almost double its global vanadium production. So the supply of vanadium will be quite critical. And the second element is the cost of vanadium as a component of the cost of the entire vanadium flow battery unlike lithium-ion batteries, in the VRFBs, is quite significant. So what you want is to ensure that you don't have a commodity that is too volatile from a price perspective. Again, if you're a low-cost producer and you've got scalable production platform, you can address those two key challenges. And that's where we saw that a vertically integrated solution here will position Bushveld very well to be on the front row in terms of supplying vanadium into this space, but also to capture what we think is a really good commercial opportunity within the stationary energy value chain market.
That was Fortune Mujapilo. He's the CEO at Bushveld Minerals. And you can hear the second installment of this conversation around vanadium and South Africa's regulatory approach to renewable energy next week on Thursday.